If you have your Bible, turn to Daniel chapter number 9. Daniel chapter number 9. We'd like to begin reading this morning for sake of time at verse 24, Daniel chapter number 9. The Bible says, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, and to make a reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Now know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again in a wall, even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself and the people of the prince that shall come, shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of the abomination he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. I want to preach just a little while on this morning, if God will be my help. Only it happened last week. It happened last week. As we look at this and we look about the Word of God, if you go back in the book of Daniel and you look at the beginning of this chapter and you see how things start to play out and how people begin to be dissuaded and disillusioned, and you see why it happens this way. The delusion comes in and it begins to get a hold of people's hearts and their minds, and they begin to be dissuaded in the fact. They begin to lose their confidence. They begin to put confidence in other things, but I'm glad there's a God of heaven that's always had a purpose and a plan for His people. That during a disillusion, when people begin to succumb to a coldness, amen. I don't know about you, but you can feel it in the world today. There's a coldness toward God and godliness. There's even a coldness in God's people. Praise God that oughtn't to be there. We oughtn't to. You say, well, preacher, I'm still lukewarm. God said He'd spew that out of His mouth. He don't want lukewarmness. He wants somebody that loves Him and looking for His appearing. Amen. We ought to be not have a coldness, but we ought to be on fire for the Lord. Amen. There ought to be no indifference in us. The Bible teaches here that what took place was an indifference in her heart. There was some things they had put their faith in people. They put their things in faith in some things that happening in the world. He tells in verse 7, said, O Lord, righteous belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces as it is this day. To the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries where they have driven them because of their trespasses, that they have trespassed against thee. He said, O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of faith, to our kings and to our princes and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. Now what he's doing is saying, and I thought about this, I was reading it this week, Brother Bill, and I thought, how much could America be right here? Amen. We're disillusioned, we're indifferent, and we're disobedient, and we're wondering what's going on, and we're trying to put our faith and people, we're seeing our leaders and those things that those people are supposed to be taking care of situations for us, but we're in disillusion today because it's as he said, there's confusion of faith. We're looking at people and we're not seeing the results that we ought to see, and the reason that is because of disobedience to God, because we're going in different directions. We're not focused on where we need to be. I believe we need to pull back. I need to be refocus. You need to refocus. The churches need to refocus. Our homes need to refocus. And we need to look upon the Lord, amen, and trust Him to make a difference in this world. We thought everything was okay and was going the right direction. And then we found out this week that our president has come down with COVID-19. And you say, well, I don't see how in the world he could get it. He's got people all around him. Yeah, and that's not always a good thing when you got people all around you. Amen. Praise God, it's hard to distance when people are everywhere. Amen. But what happens happens is we put our faith in somebody, and when something happens, we get dissuaded and we lose our confidence. But I want to say there's one this morning. Amen. Glory be to His name, that we can put our confidence in that'll never let us down. Amen. We'll never be discouraged as long as we keep trusting Him, believing on Him, relying on Him, adhering to Him, praise God, doing what He says, following after Him, a path of righteousness for His name's sake. We'll come out of this thing shouting, amen. There's no place to pout. We ought to just look up, lift up our head, for realizing our redemption draweth nigh. We're somebody going somewhere, praise God, for His glory. But delusion sets in. He said, when did it happen? I can see in my mind's eyes, I'm thinking on this. Praise God, as I begin to think, people may have asked, they may have come to Daniel and said, Daniel, when could this happen? And Daniel looked back and said, well, you know, it happened last week. Just a little while back, we seen this thing going in the wrong direction. Just a little while back, we've seen people starting to fade away. Just a little while back, last week, at some time, praise God, last week, people begin to turn their back on God. Last week, people begin to look in different places. Last week, people begin to be entertained by the things of the world. And today, here we are, praise God, delusion and dissatisfied in the things that's going on. But praise God, I'm glad that there's a God of heaven. He said, if we had just seek His face, turn from our wicked ways, He'd hear from heaven, and He'd heal our land. Amen. Amen. Disillusion had set in. Dissuasion had set in. So people, preacher, what do we need to do? Praise God, we just need to pray. The Bible says that Daniel began to pray. He's speaking to the Lord here in these prayers when he's speaking, oh Lord. And he's talking about what's taking place. And we see in verse 15, Daniel begins to pray out to pray to God again. He begins to lift up the Lord. He says, now, O Lord God, that hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand. See, if we go back, church, if we start going back in our own lives and start looking at where God brought us from, amen. You say, I know sometimes we say, you know, we don't need to look back on our old past, praise God. We just need to give God grace and praise Him in the future. But praise God, sometimes it's good to look back on where we've been and maybe where we could have been if it wouldn't have been for the Lord. But thank God, praise God, it had just happened last week. Amen. I can remember my life. I can look back on my life and I can say, listen, let me tell you what happened last week. I got invited to a revival with some little old boys from school. I went down there, praise God, Tuesday night. Holy Ghost of God tiptoed through that place. There was a light of shining. Praise God. That was a business to come. Praise the Lord. I didn't go, but praise God, on Wednesday night, I got over there. I remember a day, praise the Lord, when I could say, hey, that happened last week. Last week, praise God, I seen the God of heaven. I realized I was an old sinner and need to be saved. And the Holy Ghost of God tiptoed out of my heart. He said, son, God loves you. Jesus loves you. And He died for you. Praise God. And if you'll come and repent of your sin and receive Him, praise God, He'll become the Savior of your soul. Amen. I remember my life, praise God. I can look back and say, hey, last week, let me tell you what happened to me last week. Amen. Praise God. But you know, if we ain't careful, it gets old. If we ain't careful, that God's done for us, amen, it'll wax old like a garment. Amen, we'll put it aside or we'll disannul it. But praise God, we ought to be lifting it up every day. Let me tell you what He did for me last week. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, preacher, how do we stay steadfast? By praying and seeking His face. Daniel began to cry out to the Lord. He began to remind people, praise God, what God had done for him. If we begin to remember what God done for us, praise His holy name. That He has gotten thee renowned, and has gotten thee renowned, and as at this day, verse 15, we have sinned, we have done wickedly. Amen. We remember where He brought us from, but faith, we've turned our back on God. We've neglected God. We've neglected prayer. We've neglected obedience. We've turned from His ways to our own ways. Amen. His ways are a whole lot better. Praise God. He said, oh Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee. Amen. Everything that you say is right. Amen. If we come in our hearts and say, Lord, everything that you say right, that's the way I want to live. Amen. Because Lord, I want to live right. Amen. I want to live a righteous life, a life that's pleasing to God. He said, I beseech you, I beg you, I ask you. He said, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from the city of Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because of our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers. Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all are to all that are about us. Amen. He says, God, we've let you down. You know, if we could come in humility within ourselves to just bow our head and say, Lord God, I've let you down. Amen. I don't know about you, but so many times I fail Him. Amen. Listen, He's never failed me, but I failed Him so many times. I fail Him every day. I come short every day. I miss opportunities every day. But God Almighty has never failed me. He's always been there. But the Bible says if we do like Daniel, praise God, and we begin to pray, amen, speaking to God, praying to God, confessing our sins, asking the Lord to help us, amen, God Almighty will begin to move. He'll begin to do for us, praise God, that's needed. And when we begin to speak to Him, amen, you know what's wrong with us today? We don't talk to God much. Amen. He's our Heavenly Father. We ought to be talking to Him every day. Amen. He knows where we're at. He knows what we have in need of. He knows the occasions and the circumstances that we face. And so we ought to be talking to Him every day to kind of get some direction. Amen. Amen. I like it when my children call me. Amen. I like it when they call me and want to talk to me. Say, hey, Dad. Hey, Daddy, how you doing? Amen. Samantha called Papa. She, hey, Papa. Amen. Hey, what are you doing? How are you doing? Praise God. I just blesses my heart. I want to say, our Heavenly Father, praise God, it blesses His heart when we talk to Him. Amen. Praise God. But I don't want to look back and say, you know what? I talked to God. It happened last week. A lot of times, praise God, we'll do that. We'll go to time, day after day without ever communicating with Father. I don't want to say, Lord, it happened last week. I want to say, God, boy, I talked to my Savior this morning. I talked to my Savior at dinner, praise God. I talked to my God this evening. Praise God, I lifted up His name, praise God, and He helped me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad we can go to Him all the time, and He enjoys that. Hey, listen, your old flesh might not like it. But praise God, I guarantee you your God enjoys your communication. He likes to talk to you. Why do you think He made Adam and Eve, put them in the garden? Create and play. And the Bible said He'd walk with them in the cool of the evening. Communication. He talked to them. He walked with them. He loved on them, praise God. He showed them that it's God. So we see Daniel, he begins to pray. He begins to speak to God. He begins to pray and seek God's face. Amen. He said, I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sins of the people, Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God. Daniel lays out, he said, this is what I was doing. Amen. I was laying it out before God. And you know, have you ever noticed how quickly sometimes God can come on the scene when you get to praying sincerely? Amen. It don't take Him a week to get to where you're at. Amen. I'm glad that He's not some kind of system or design that God's got to go through to get to you. Amen. He don't have to go through no red tape. He don't have to fill out no paperwork. He don't have to do anything else, praise God. It don't take long when God wants to, praise God. He can be right there with you. You know why? Because He's there with you always. Amen. Praise God. If anybody leaves, anybody draws back, it ain't Him. It'll be us if we draw back, praise God. But I want to think that notice the quickness in which God shows up. And in verse 21, He says, yea, while I was speaking in prayer. Amen. Now watch this. While I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen a vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. Amen. I believe old Daniel looked back one day and he told his youngest, he said, hey, praise God, he said, hey, listen, let me tell you what happened last week. Amen. Thank God, I got on my face before God. I was crying out. I was speaking to Him, praise God. I was talking to my Lord. I was confessing our sins, my sins, and the sins of the nation, the sins of our people. Praise God. And all of a sudden, there come Gabriel, praise God, that messenger from God, a messenger from on high Himself, praise God, speedily come to where I was just last week. Praise God, I had that opportunity, amen, to worship with God Almighty and the Holy Ghost and to send old Gabriel down, praise God, that messenger of the nation of Israel, praise God, to speak to my heart. Amen. Just last week, had that happen to me in a time of prayer. You know why that would happen? Because Daniel got real with God and God got real with Daniel. Amen. Pray God, he sent down that messenger from heaven, pray God, in a time quickness of God. It don't take God all day to do something. Amen. Hey, if we pray believing, we can receive. We can have that, praise God, that relationship, that communication with him. That's all that really matters. You say, well, preacher, I need this and I need that. Yeah, God knows you have need of all these things, Jesus said. But he said, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He said, what's right with God? Praise God, all these things is an add-on. Amen. Praise God, you look around today, church, and we're so blessed. Lord, just look around and say, add-on, add-on, add-on. Amen. Glory be to God. Everything we have, praise, it's an add-on. It's what God's give us just because he can. You say, why would he do that to somebody like me and you? The same reason he done it for Daniel, praise God. He was there on time, amen, to love on him and show him the grace of God. Amen. And as I was there praying and praising God and confessing my sins, amen, realize how sorry and no account I was and how great and almighty and holy he is. Amen. All of a sudden, there's Gabriel. Amen. Praise God. Come speedily. Amen. Glory to God. He didn't like some old man come easing down the road on a cane. Hold on, Daniel. I'll come up here in a minute. Amen. Said Gabriel, the angel, praise God, that messenger from God just about the time he needed when he was seeking his faith, praise God. Daniel said, last week I was calling upon God, and Gabriel, praise God, that messenger from heaven, come down to where I was, begin to speak to me. Praise his holy name. He said, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. Amen. Can you imagine this? Daniel's there and he's praying, got his face, boy, he's just, he's intense, he's full on praying, talking to God. Amen. Maybe needing a wonder and supplication, wonder what God's going to do. And all of a sudden, a hand lights on his shoulder. Whew. Amen. They said, happened last week. Praise God. I was over in prayer. I was talking to God. I was praying in supplication. Amen. Confessing sin myself and the nation. And Gabriel, praise God, that messenger for God. He come down there, praise God, and he touched me. Amen. Praise the Lord. You've been touched lately? Amen. Praise God. Jackson. God, preacher, I was touched last week. I was touched last month. I touched last year. Praise God. I was touched yesterday. Amen. Praise God. I was touched this morning. Praise God. The Holy Ghost of God come through here. Amen. I felt his presence in the singing. I felt his presence. Praise God in the praises. I've said, hey, praise the Lord. He come by and touched me. It wasn't last week. Praise God. It was this morning. Amen. You say, preacher, how are you? Well, praise God, you get to looking for a touch and you'll get one. Amen. Praise God, I don't want to go a day without the touch of God. Amen. We ought to be desiring that touch of God every day. So we see it, amen. We see the quickness that God answers prayers. Amen. And we also see the timing of God's answer. He come quick and said, he informed me and talked with me and said, oh, Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. Amen. That's what the Holy Ghost God, that's what God does, praise the Lord. He gives us the skill and understanding. He gets us to know God. And he does it speedily. He does it quickly. He does it in a hurry. Amen. Listen to what he says, verse 23. I like this. I dwelled on this most of the day yesterday. And he says, at the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment came forth. Amen. He said, hey, Daniel, you got to praying and you got to confessing and you got to bringing up supplication. You got to pleading the cause, praise God. And he said, at the beginning, amen. So God didn't wait till you got done. Hello? God didn't wait till you got a week down the road or a month down the road. He said, praise God at the beginning of your supplication. At the beginning. Hey, ain't you glad that God listens to you at the beginning? Amen. When we have trials and hardships, we're going through things, praise God. God don't wait till you're down the road weeks or months or years, praise God. God will listen to you now if we'll come to him. Praise God, we'll lift up our voices, ask him to forgive us our sins, praise God, and pour out our heart to him. God Almighty, hear us. Supplications of our heart. And he said, at the beginning. Amen. The time of it, the answering the prayer, the answer of God. Praise God. The way God moves in our hearts. Said he informed me and talked with me. He said, at the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. He said, Daniel, I've come to show you. I can see Daniel's. He said that before the people. He said, hey, listen, last week I was over and I was praying and I was talking, agonizing with God on the situation that we're in. And we know God Almighty's delivered us and He's delivered us before. And I believe He can deliver us again, praise God. Hello, do you believe in a delivering God this morning who's able to bring us out, praise God? And if He'll bring us up, He'll bring us out. Amen. Talking to a fellow there Friday about the mighty hand of God and how He moves. How He moves on us and how He's able to help us. How He'll bring us up, praise God, out of this old pit of this world. But He don't leave us hanging on, dangling over that. But He'll bring us out, praise God. And He'll put us place in assurance, a place in safety, a place in confidence, praise God. And we can just press on knowing that there's a God of heaven who loves us tonight, who loves you today. Praise God, there for you every step of the way. Amen. And he said, happened last week, I was a praying, agonizing with God. And that God sent me some help, young'uns. He sent me some encouragement. He said, I want you to understand the matter. He said, you're greatly beloved of God. Now, that's not love just a little, by the way. Amen. Now, listen to me. This will help your heart. God is no respecter of persons. Right? Ain't that Bible? If God greatly loved Daniel, then God has to greatly love you. Amen. Amen. He has to. Because He's not a respecter of persons. So the same God that greatly loved Daniel is the same God that'll greatly love you. Daniel said about a week ago, praise God, I felt the love of God. There was a tug from heaven, folks. There was something come in and settled on my soul. He said, there was a peace be still that I'd never felt before. Amen. It was the very presence of God Almighty down in my heart. God had begun to reveal the answers. God began to solve the equation. You know, the Bible says it's all written in the volume of the book. The work is finished. The job is done. Amen. We see God's timing. We see God's answer, praise God, in God's finished work. He said, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, upon thy holy city, to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins. Amen. God said, listen, God's finished work. God said, I've got a plan to finish this thing. Amen. To finish His work, to finish transgressions, missing the mark. And He said, to put an end to sin. He said, whoa, preacher, I'd like to get a big dose to that. Amen. That'd be better than a cure for the coronavirus. Amen. Praise God. If we got a cure for sin, praise God, there wouldn't be no coronavirus. Amen. Praise God. You say, preacher, praise the Lord, we'd all be in heaven. Amen. Praise God. We'd all be cured absolutely forever, praise God, if we ever get a hold of sin. And get it out of our life, praise God. But we realize, amen, He said He's going to finish the transgression. He's going to make an end of sin. And to make a reconciliation for iniquity. Now that reconciliation is actually the word atonement. Amen. Daniel said, listen, when I was talking to him, old Gabriel come down and said, God's going to put an end to this junk, this mess that we're living with, all that we're having to deal with. Praise God, last week, the Holy Ghost of God, Gabriel come along, praise God, and he said, God's finished the finisher up. Amen. I wonder today if Gabriel come and spoke to us today. Said, young'uns, get ready. I mean, I'm talking about knowing that it's from heaven and we knew it was. Amen. He said, young'uns need to get ready. This thing's about to finish up. Jesus is coming. Would we believe it? Would you believe it? He said, well, preacher, I believe I would. Praise God. We ought to. It's written in the volume of the book. Amen. That Jesus is coming. Amen. Let me tell you what happened last week. Praise God. The Holy Ghost, God come in. Power of God come in. He said He revealed to me that this thing's about to be finished. The work of God's about to be accomplished. Amen. For God's glory. Praise God. He said, and to bring in everlasting righteousness and seal up the vision, prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. He said, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore to the building Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 80, amen, and 2 weeks. He said, so what he says here, he said, listen, said the Messiah's coming. He said, but what's going to happen? He said, this thing's going to, he said, the temple's going to be rebuilt, the Jerusalem's going to be rebuilt, everything's going to be set up in order, amen, everything's going to be made ready. And said, from the time that happens, he said, till Messiah comes, praise God, he said, God's laid it out, he's told us what it ought to be. Do you realize that the Jew knew exactly almost to the day when Messiah would come, when Jesus would come, but they didn't believe God, and they crucified their Savior, they crucified the King of Glory, they put him to death upon the cross of Calvary, but thank God they did, because it brought me and you in. I gave an opportunity for an old Gentile dog like me, praise God, to be saved by the marvelous grace of God when they turned him down, when they rejected their Savior. Amen. Listen, don't ever turn him down. Never reject him, praise God. Cleave to him, love on him, praise God. Let him come into your heart. Let him abide in you, praise God, for his glory. Amen. But they rejected him. Amen. They rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that bought them. The Bible says for 62 weeks, 434 years. Remember, I preached the other day and Nehemiah went up and he began to build because of burden, because his heart was broken for his people. His heart was broken for his place. And he went up there and he prayed and agonized with God. Went up there and built that thing back. God Almighty said, listen, from the time that Ezra and Nehemiah build that city back, build that temple back, praise God, 434 years, praise God. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is coming. The promise of God, amen. I want to say he came once and he's coming again. Amen. Praise his holy name. Glory to God. I can say, oh, Daniel, praise God. He said, it happened last week. God told me. Praise God, will you believe it? I'm just speaking it, amen. Will you accept what God's got to say? Praise his name. Amen. They said it'd be time of the Messiah's coming. Amen. Jerusalem, to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince. Amen. Praise God. He said he's coming, glory to God. The Bible says, he goes on here, he said, Daniel says, praise God, it was just a while back. He told me about this, praise God, and we see it begin to take place. We see the Bible tells us the Messiah is to come. Amen, praise God. Verse 25, verse 26, the Messiah would come, praise God, but at the end he'd be cut off. He said, but there'd be one come out and Jerusalem would be destroyed. He'd be busted down. And he said, in AD 70, Anicus Ephesus, he come along, destroyed the city. He defiled the temple, offered up an old hog, a sow, a pig on the altar of Jerusalem. Amen. Defiled the temple, defiled God, the God of the temple, defiled the people of God. Amen. He said, hey, listen. And Daniel said, listen, I remember, praise God. God said this is all going to happen. Amen. But would you believe what I'm telling you? Amen. I believe there's a lot of people today just don't believe what he tells us. Amen. He said, there's a prince that's going to come. But he said, that prince shall come, will be that beast. Amen. And the people's going to look back. Then said, they'll look back and they'll say, where did this feller come from? The Bible said that the end of war, desolation, and are determined. Said he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. Talking about the Antichrist, the beast. He said, in the midst of the week, he shall cause the saints the sacrifice oblation to cease, and for an overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate. Even unto the consummation that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. He said, this thing's going to end. He said, it ain't going to end good. He said, that beast is going to come. Hey, man, he's going to come and he's going to sit on the throne. I can see people look back, even that time, they'll look back and they'll say, hey, what happened? Where did this fella come from? Where did he get started? I believe they'll people look back and they say, it happened last week. While we were going about our ways, while we were disallowing God, while we were thinking upon other things, the old devil crept in. He took up his abode in a world, praise God, that we're trying to make a life in. And he dissuaded people and he carried them off. Amen. It happened last week. Preacher, you talk about a whole lot of stuff that can happen in a week. Amen. There's a lot of stuff can happen in a week. Amen. Amen. In 7 days, but in 7 years, pray God, a lot of things can transpire. Amen. I believe it's one day. I finish with this. It's one day. Listen. There's one day some old young'un's going to look back. He said that just like the Antichrist, old wicked one from hell is going to come back and say, it happened. You know, we wasn't expecting. It happened last week. He come on the scene. One day, in a little while, they're going to look back. Some little old young'un, somebody's little kid is going to look back and say, what happened? Where did everybody go? Where's mama? Where's daddy? Where's those old church people? Where's the church people gone? Amen. And somebody's going to say, hey, listen, it happened last week while we were neglecting the things of God, while we were thinking upon those things that weren't relevant to anything. The Holy Ghost of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, a trumpet and a shout went out. It was only last week. Praise God that God's people went out of here to be with Him. Those that were ready, those that were prepared, praise God, they went out of here to be with Jesus. Amen. Wouldn't it be bad to be the one that was asking that question? Wouldn't it be bad to be the parent, grandparent, the guardian to some little old young'un who'd ask that question? What happened? What happened? And some old sinners lost without God had heard the gospel. He said, last week they all went out of here. So I don't know where they went. I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden the heavens opened. There was a trump and a shout. But they'll not hear it. So that's what I've been told. Last week it happened. Last week it took place. Oh, it's been a devastating week. It's been an awful time. Amen. But last week something took place. That they'll never get over. If they're left behind in this old world when the church is called out. Amen. When the great shout, that great trumpet is sounded. Boy, I tell you what a blessing it was. We was over there last Saturday at that in Washington, D.C. at prayer march. And they was some fellas had those shofars, those ram horns. And I mean, they had some of them that was great big. And they would take turns and they would blow sequences on them horns. And boy, I thought, glory, hallelujah. And as they was blowing them horns, Brother Bill, they was people rallying. Amen. Hey, a lot of folks didn't know where to go, where to meet, what to do. But we got to hear those horns a-blowing. And for some reason, I don't know why, but we automatically, instinctively, just started going towards those horns. And they were blasting out. Giving a call, amen. But one day in a little while, they said, somebody going to look. Last week, there was a trumpet went out. There was a shout from heaven. And those people that love the Lord and looking for His appearance, they're gone out of here. We'll see them no more. Amen. But ain't you glad that you can be part of the redeemed? Amen. Praise God. While everything's transpiring in this world, the trumpet sounds, the shout goes out, and you're drawn by the shout, and you're drawn by the trumpet. Amen. You get a call to go upward, praised into the presence of the Lord, and you're up there and you're praising God and giving God glory. Amen. And the Bible speaks many times as a week, speaks as a reference to 7 year period. Amen. And so you hear that shout go out, and you hear that trumpet sound. We go out of here to be with the Lord. And so there'll be folks up there that'll start to come to themselves after about 7 years. Amen. They realize how good God is and how He's setting this thing up, how He's played this out, how during this time the Antichrist and the demons of hell is going to be beat down. Amen. And somebody's going to say, hey, what's going on? And the Lord say, hey, last week, praise God, I put an end to this thing. I started finishing the work that needed to be finished. I started doing that needed to be accomplished. Amen. He said, last week, praise God. He said, I called you out and I called you unto myself. And now you're here with me. Praise God. Hasn't it been a wonderful time? Haven't you enjoyed this day? and say, glory be to God, what a week. Boy, has it been a week already? Doesn't seem like it. Seems like only a day. That's the way it'll seem in heaven, praise God. He said, it's been a week already. He said, yeah, it happened last week. But Jesus is going to say, listen. He said, would you like to go back? Would you like to go with me? I'm going to back and I'm going to finish this thing. So who wants to go? He said, let me see your hands. Let me look at your heart. Hey, man, you know what we'll be when we get there? We'll have clean hands and we'll have pure hearts. Amen. Because we've been in the glory of the Lord for a week. Amen. A week of satisfying the soul in the Lord. And we can look at those around us, those loved ones, and say, praise God. Man, you really look good after a week. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, you's always all right. Amen. But boy, praise God, in this week, what happened to you last week? Praise God, there's a glow about you. Ain't something about you that's different than it's ever been before. You say, glory be God. Amen. I give God all the praise. Amen. It's because of Him. He said, I'm shining on the inside, and you're seeing it on the outside. Amen. Praise God, because of what happened last week. Listen, one day we'll look back. Praise God, and we can say, listen, you happened last week. Last week I got saved. Last week I began to follow God. Last week I began to hear the voice of God. Last week I began to feel the touch of God. Amen. And then we can say, you know what? I'm glad I have all that right now. I have it right now. Amen. I have it because God loves me. He's trusted me. He's touched me. He's called me unto Himself. Daniel said, praise God, we get ready because God Almighty's laid this thing out. He's finishing a work. And that work, we're part of it. Amen. God's getting ready to call us out of here to be with Him. He said, where did this thing come from? He said, well, it all started last week. Amen. Daniel's telling us, he said, God's laid this thing out. He said, He's taking a week back. And he said, there's a last week. There's 1 week it's left. And God said, the church age falls between that 69th and the 70th week. It's called the church age. See, the prophets of old couldn't see the church. They was looking from mountaintop to mountaintop, peak to peak, and the church was down the valley. Amen. But praise God, one day in a week, we're going to come out of here, praise the Lord, shouting and praising God. And somebody will say, hey, listen, what happened last week? Boy, the most glorious, most splendorous thing that's ever happened to me. Amen. I remember the day I got saved. Amen. And it's just like last week. Sometimes God just brings it refreshing in my soul. The Bible calls it a refreshing from the Lord. Amen. And Paul says, a refreshing from the presence of the Lord. That don't mean it's taking us from Him, but it's bringing us to Him. Amen. Into His presence. And he said, praise God, I'm glad I have that today. Amen. And one day in a little while, praise God, we can just all look back and say, boy, last week, boy, what a week it was. We saw the glory and splendor of God manifest like it has never been manifest before. And we as His people can celebrate that. Those that's born again. I don't want to have anybody that look back and say, boy, last week, there's a whole lot of folks went out here. Don't know what happened. Maybe a coronavirus got them. I don't know. But it seemed like all the churches just emptied out. You know, that's what they're telling us now. They say, oh, if you go to church, you're going to die. Amen. No, if you go to church, you're going to live. And live and live and live forevermore. Glory to God. Should we not be cautious? Sure, we should be cautious. Should use caution, use cautious measures. We should also still give God glory every day. Amen. Praise God. Giving Him, shouting and praising because of we know who He is. Amen. Just asking Him to help us. Amen. Because I don't go back and say, well, it happened last week. Everybody got in but me. Amen. I won't say, praise God, happened last week. I got in and I'm going for God.